Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For our radio listeners, have another great hour that's coming up for you guys. For our online listeners through Blog Talk Radio, have a great segment that's coming up for you guys. Eli Pagan is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us about his new app and website, Lookeat. We're going to talk to him not only about how he's been able to create something that is not only a music streaming service, but also really does help artists that are really needing to get the attention that they need to be able to move forward to the next level, how we can, as an audience, can be able to help them do just that. Eli, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hello, thank you.
Well, look, really excited to be able to speak with you. We speak to a lot of artists on this program and also have a lot of music listeners, you know, and music lovers who, you know, listen to us as well. And when I first heard about you and what you were creating, I thought it would definitely be a great fit for us. What has it been like for you to already see the way that people are not only looking at Lookeat, but also, of course, you know, what it's going to be able to do to help artists out there?
So right now we're getting a lot of great feedback from the platform, you know, from musicians, you know, from technology folks, you know, from people that really enjoy music. And so the feedback has been great. You know, Lookeat has been built with a focus on the band, with a secondary focus on the listener, and third, connecting the band and the listener. So, you know, the platform really is going to put a lot of exposure to the bands out there. They're going to be able to not only, you know, upload their songs and get their music distributed, but they'll be able to get more exposure through different places on the website. They're going to be able to have, you know, promotions and things like that, which is going to be great for the individual band.
Exactly. And so I want to talk about how this all began, because one of the things, and we should say that there is a way for our audience and all of us to be involved in this through Kickstarter. We're going to be sharing that information here a little bit later. On the Kickstarter page, one of the things that really strikes me about yourself, Eli, is that it says that you created Lookeat with the musician in mind. Talk to us about what was it that made you say this was a need that was out there and that you were going to fill that need with Lookeat.
Well, you know, I think a lot of the passion, I always trace it back to a trip to London that I took, you know, many years back. And I as I walked through the London streets and also through the train station, I saw so many talented musicians out there performing. And what I saw was incredible. And it really opened my eyes to the talent that is on the street, the talent that is unsigned, the talent that they cannot get to a music label. And, you know, I vividly remember going through the train station, hearing violinists, you know, play incredible music. You know, I remember hearing one guy that was playing Bob Marley songs. He was singing, playing instruments with his hands and feet. It sounded like an incredible band playing Bob Marley. I never forget that moment. And, you know, one time in Covent Garden, I went there. There was all kinds of performers, and one specifically, two musicians specifically stood out. One was playing an acoustic guitar, and the other one was complimenting him with the didgeridoo, and it sounded very exotic. You know, I loved the music, and that's really, you know, when I really fell in love with the talent that is on the street. And since I have a background in technology, I'm an IT project manager, and I've built apps. Actually, mobile apps for Android and Apple before. I know what needs to get done to be able to launch something like this. But I noticed that there was a gap in the market where most of everything that you hear is dominated by the label music, right? You go to the car and you listen radio, right? Radio is just, you know, it's dominated by label music. You go to Spotify, Pandora, you know, all those mainstream sources are just dominated by label music, and there's not a clear winner when it comes to an indie platform. There's not a clear winner, and the indie platforms are extremely segregated, And there's a lot of fellows, you know, people are trying to, you know, there's so many people trying to do their own thing. And what I want to do is I want to be able to build a leader where it has everything in there, right, where you have the social networking piece where you can connect, like, with Facebook and Twitter, like, social networking. Mm-hmm. And you can have a music streaming service. You can have advertisement. You can have promotion. You can have merchandise sales, downloads, all that stuff into one ecosystem where people can actually consume all that music.
Exactly. And I think that is, again, one of the great things about what you're building with Lookeat, and also the way that it's been put together, Eli. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Eli Pagan is our guest. We're talking to him not only about Lookeat.com that he's been able to create, but also where it came from. He's not only the founder of this, but it really is geared, as he said at the beginning of this broadcast, you know, really with the musician in mind. And you also say on the Kickstarter page, Eli, that, you know, it's especially for the independent musician to be able to help them to reach the audience that they want. I think that in itself is important because the opportunity sometimes, you know, it seems to be more difficult, of course, for audiences to be able to find out about these great musicians that are out there. You know, when it comes to what you're building with Kickstarter, how is it that you've made it so that we, the public, can get involved in making sure that Lookeat is everything that it can be?
So when you go to Kickstarter, you know, you'll see the whole story and you see what we're doing. But what I have to emphasize to everybody is that we have to as a community come together and make this happen, right? A lot
right.
of, you know, the first instinct that a lot of people have is they want to see Lookeat in action. And you know, going to Kickstarter and donating, you know, might be a secondary thing, but this really is a community-based effort, right? I really need people that believe in indie music. I really need listeners that like indie music to go to Kickstarter and think about what you want with regards to a reward that we have out there and contribute. This is definitely not for me, not for Lookeat. It's really for the indie musicians out there. And all the people that really like, you know, the music, the independent music that's out there.
Exactly. So, you know, as you were explaining earlier, it is first, of course, about the musician to, of course, then about the audience. Do you think then that especially as artists, you know, because I think one of the things, and I think you'd agree with this, Eli, is that one of the problems that happens is that artists just feel like I think any profession, that I'm good at what I do, you know, people should be able to find me. Do you think this really, you know, making this campaign available with knowing that artists are number one in the process, do you think that should also help to encourage independent musicians out there to realize that this is something that is designed for them?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with regards to independent musicians, what I found is they have incredible talent. They love their music, but you know, we have to help them with regards to social networking and managing their presence and getting promoted. So all those things, we're going to do that in Lookeat. And not only in those three aspects that I mentioned, but when you go to a platform, the user interface that it's presented to you, it's really important. And if you compare it to a lot of the platforms out there that service independent music, you get a very confusing interface. Some of them are heavily dominated by graphics, either the album art or some kind of graphic, or others really don't present the information well for you to be hooked on it. What I want to do is create a platform where you're hooked into the platform, where you discover one artist, and that leads you to 2, 3, 4, 5 different artists. One song leads you to many songs. I want to be able to get you hooked into the platform, and you don't want to leave, right? If you're a listener,
right,
you just don't want to leave from there, and that's really what I want to create.
Exactly, and I think that is the thing. So let's walk through the process here, because I have been able to tag you guys on social media. That is one of the ways that you're helping, you know, to get the word out as well. So the first step then for people to be able to see how they can be a part of this, would you say would be going to Lookeat.com, or where would you suggest they go first?
Well, I mean, Looky.com mainly right now is a landing page that takes you to Kickstarter. Right now,
okay.
The service is not live. So I would definitely, you know, it's actually easier if they go to Kickstarter.com. And even if they don't have the direct link, they can just simply type in Lookeet, L-O-O-K-E-E-T, on the Kickstarter search field, and that will actually bring up the Lookeet campaign.
Okay, all right. So they can do that, and we'll make sure that we're posting that link as well. So, you know, Eli, how does it feel for you to, I mean, let's just talk about your role in this, because you're an individual who saw a need, and you're doing what so many people just talk about, and that is you're actually feeling the need. How does it feel for you to be able to have had this idea and now to be able to see it coming together?
Yeah, I mean, it feels incredible. I actually had this idea several years ago, and I have many ideas that I jot down in a spreadsheet, and so, you know, because I'm an idea guy, and so I have so many ideas that if I don't write them down, you know, basically they could go to waste, and they could be a good idea. So I wrote down this idea a couple years ago and never really acted upon it because I have a small family, right? I have a wife, I have an 8-year-old and a 2-year-old, and for me, taking a big risk as an entrepreneur, it's definitely, you know, challenging, right? So I knew that this was big, but I really, you know, didn't want to take that risk. And so this all came together at the end of last year, where I had an interview for a product manager position in a music startup in Gainesville. And they're actually gearing up to compete with label music industry. And I realized there that what they were doing, I could do. And I realized that there are some things that were happening in the market right now, like crowdfunding, that could help me achieve my goals. And I planned for a budget that would actually get me and the team to a point where we can launch the product and even a little bit beyond, so that we could even have, at the time of launching the product, you know, going to investors and raise additional money. So I carefully planned that out so that I would minimize the risk on my part, but at the same time, you know, it would allow me to really launch this incredible platform.
Gotcha. So that is, again, you know, where we all come in. As you heard Eli say, you can go to Kickstarter.com to be able to be a part of this movement, and then, too, to be able to follow the movement through social media. How is social media like Facebook and Twitter? I know you have the Facebook page set up, which is Lookeet Music, as well as the Twitter page, which is the same thing, Lookeet Music. How has this helped you in not only getting the word out, but also, of course, letting people know about the campaign and what you're trying to do with the product?
So, you know, we're definitely all of us are connected to Facebook. You know, a lot of, I think, you know, these days a lot of people connect to Facebook and to Twitter, and so, you know, having those business pages really help us, you know, gain the visibility and get the connections. So, you know, at this point right now we are heavily promoting the Kickstarter campaign, but you know, in the future we'll definitely be doing more than that. We'll be using those mediums, social media channels, to be able to not only promote different artists, but also to make sure that listeners can connect to Lookeet. You know, we can perhaps help them with any support issues or anything like that. So that's really the plan for social networking is going to expand when we go live.
Yeah. Well, I think that is the thing. So now let's talk about deadlines, because, you know, now that we're letting the information out here, and, of course, people will be able to go back and listen to the replay of this conversation, Eli, what is the deadline that our listeners have to be able to be a part of this?
So in the Kickstarter campaign, we have, I believe it's about 13 days that we have left. And
okay.
And so, you know, what I need, you know, listener, if you're a listener or if you're an artist, you know, 13 days will go pretty fast. So, you know, what I would encourage you to do is go to the Kickstarter.com website, look up the Lookeet campaign, figure out what rewards suits best. You know, I try to create different rewards that would allow you to get either a subscription to the service or promotion for the band or recognition. I try to be as diverse as I could so that, you know, everyone that visits the page can actually find something fulfilling for them, right? Whether it's, you know, again, being part of the initial backers and having recognition on the website or getting a subscription or anything like that or something like that.
Okay. All right, so again, you guys can go to Kickstarter, and we'll be posting the link on our page as well. You can go to Kickstarter to be able to find out more information, not only about Lookie, but also how you can actually be involved. And again, I mean, as you heard Eli say here, there are great ways for you to be able to be able to back this project, starting as low as $5. So you guys can do that. Go ahead, make sure you're taking advantage of this opportunity, and also share it with your friends. You'll be able to see the places there where you can actually share it on Facebook, on Twitter, and then, of course, even be able to embed it on your own web pages that you might have as well. You know, Eli, congratulations to you on what you're doing, and we hope that our listeners will be able to join you in this.
Thank you. Thank you. I definitely appreciate it, and you having me here. And, you know, I hope that, you know, we can come together as a community and really build this awesome project.
All right. I totally agree with that. Again, everyone, Eli Pagan has been our guest. Make sure you guys are staying in contact with him. We actually tagged his Facebook and Twitter pages on our page, so you guys will be able to find it there. But make sure you guys go there, be able to stay in contact with what he's doing with Lookie, but also, of course, be able to do your part in backing the product as well. If you came in late and missed part of the broadcast, we actually posted the link both on our Facebook and Twitter, as well as you'll find it on conversationsliveradio.com. Make sure you do share it with your friends. Let them know about Lookie, and also, of course, how they can take advantage of it over the next few weeks to be a part of it as well. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.